Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Larry Richard with our anchorman, Paul Rasmussen, excited to introduce you to our next guest. He holds a PhD in history. He is a tenured associate professor, senior fellow in national security studies, as well as a fellow of integrated studies at Utah Valley University. He is the creator of a hot podcast with our Odyssey family called History That Doesn't Suck. And he's got a book coming out, Been There, Done That, How Today's Crises Are the Same as Yesterday's and Can Be Overcome. You can see our guest, who is Dr. Greg Jackson, on our live stream presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You've made history fun for a lot of people, so give us kind of the thumbnail of how this podcast really has taken off.
Yeah, I've kind of hit the intersection of rigorous research combined with fun storytelling. That's what I was going for when I created the podcast, and it's really worked out. So I really tell the story of the United States. I start with my very first episode with young George Washington as a 22-year-old kid, learning the hard way how bad a military situation can get. He just gets decimated in his first battle. That starts the French and Indian War, and it bleeds into the American Revolution. So we see this young kid, George Washington, grow into the general that we're more familiar with as the episodes go on. And from there, I've continued into the 20th century. I'm now just finishing up FDR's New Deal. So 7 years, I've gotten through, you know, almost two centuries.
Dr. Jackson. Oh, I'm sorry. Dr. Jackson, you touched on George Washington and his early military career, all of which unfolded in the Pittsburgh region. It's a fascinating story, and not many people know about George Washington's formative years and before he became president, but they tell us a lot about him, don't they?
They do. You see his tenacity, his drive. You also see his humility. He really insists that as he goes out to what becomes the Battle of Fort Necessity, that he's okay being the lieutenant colonel, but he doesn't want to be the colonel. He says, I need to be mentored. And of course, the colonel, who's a out of shape, overweight gentleman, drops off his horse dead halfway to the battle. So George is stuck leading 400 men without that mentorship that he was looking for. And yet he perseveres. So, you know, you don't meet that. One of the great misnomers I find with people is this idea that George Washington was a great general. He was really a great leader, and he was probably a decent general. He lost more battles than he won, but the thing was his grit, his tenacity. He didn't quit, and people would follow him till the end of the earth. And when you've got that sort of gumption, well, you can even outweigh the great British Empire.
We're with Dr. Greg Jackson, who is the founder and host of the podcast History That Doesn't Suck. I'm curious, when people find out who you are, Doc, from a history standpoint, what do they feel like they want you to tell them about? What's the most interesting thing that you hear from people they want to hear?
The most interesting thing that people want to hear from me, honestly, most people, they don't know what to expect when they come to the podcast, and then they get sucked in by the storytelling. So I suppose, you know, we talk about the event I'll be doing there in your neck of the woods. I get a number of people who will show up for VIP events. They want to chat afterward, and they do want to talk really more about
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The present. Not necessarily looking for me to, you know, talk politics directly in a partisan sense, but they want reassurance, I guess you could say, that that today isn't so unique, that the sky is falling isn't in fact true. And that is kind of my standard spiel at this point.
We've been through rough times before as a country, is the bottom line, what you're saying, or times when everything and very little in any part of history did everything line up perfectly.
Correct. It's, I mean, it both amuses and frustrates me, I guess you could say. You know, when I meet people who say, oh, it's never been worse, things are so awful. And, you know, of course, my go-to response, and there's so many other things I point to, though. I mean, there was a civil war. I really don't think that we're doing worse than shooting at each other just yet. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's so many examples, whether you want to talk about disparity and, you know, income inequality. Okay, the Gilded Age was atrocious in that regard. You want to talk about presidents using executive power. I mean, it doesn't matter which party you're talking about. We can reach into both. Conflict in Congress. You know, Charles Sumner was nearly killed in the actual U.S. Capitol when Congressman Preston Brooks took his cane and bashed him into a bloody heap. I think that was a pretty contentious interaction between two members of Congress. So, yeah, the examples just don't end, whatever category, you know, you're looking at.
Dr. Jackson, I see that you're going to be in Pittsburgh coming up on Sunday, and I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about what that's like for someone who comes to hear you speak.
Yeah, so I cover about 100 years of U.S. history in 100 minutes. We start with George Washington, right out by you. We open with the Battle of Fort Necessity, and from there, we follow the idea of the Union itself. That is the main character of the show. And the audience sees, as you know, individual personalities come and go within that 100-year span that we fly through, with brief stops for very close looks at certain figures. But you see that the idea of a union was itself a kind of a crazy notion before and during the Revolution. It barely comes together. And then it barely stays together as we make a constitution. And then all sorts of sections, New England even, considers seceding at various points. And so we then get to the Civil War, and of course we get through that, and that's where the show ends in the aftermath. And people walk out with a sense of, you know, realizing, oh, it's never been easy to keep such a great variety of states and people together, but it's also always been worth it. And there are common things that unite us as Americans. So people tend to walk out feeling both a little more aware and more hopeful about the present.
Well, we highly recommend, instead of doom scrolling, listening to this podcast with Dr. Greg Jackson. And again, you will be in town this Sunday. Doors open at 7, 8 o'clock at the Carnegie Library Lecture Hall. And to do your 100 years in 100 minutes, really cool. And I know a lot of people probably have heard of your podcast, but if not, they'll search it through our beautiful free Odyssey app. Right, Doc?
No, that's right.
All right, well, safe travels to the Berg. It's Marathon Sunday, so after everyone runs and they're exhausted, they can just come and relax and learn something, too. Safe travels.
A better way to relax. Thank you so much.
You got it. History That Doesn't Suck with Professor Greg Jackson.
What's not to like, Larry?
Enter